Yivamas Pragvav Mishnah. Kohen Hedyot lo yisa Ilanus. A Kohen Hedyot should not marry an Ilanus, a woman that is not able to give birth. Ela im kein yesh lo isha uvanim. Unless he has another wife or children, that he should be able to be mekayim mitzvah pru revu. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afa bishi yesh lo isha uvanim. Rabbi Yehuda says that even though he has a wife, another wife, or children, so he's already, let's say, mekayim pru revu with other children, or he's able to have because he has another wife, lo yisa ilanus, he still nevertheless shouldn't marry an ilanus. A kohen should not marry an ilanus. Why? She's zona hamura b'torah, because he's marrying her, and if he can't have children with her, she would be considered a zona. Because since she's incapable of having children, the bi that he's having with her is a bi znus. Because the whole goal of living with her is just for the bi itself, not to have children. So Rabbi Yehuda says that that's znus. V'chachamim oimrim, ein zona ela giyoras, u'mishucharas, v'shenivala bila znus. The Chachamim disagree, and the Rav says the halacha is like the Chachamim, that the only definition of a zona is a giyoras, which means a lady that was once a goy, because there's shitufei zima, like Tesantiv points out, that they're involved in licentious behavior. So we assume that she was just in general a zayna before. Umishucharas, and also a shivcha, knanis, when she's freed, when she becomes part of Klal Yisrael fully. Vishenivala bilas nus. And also, who also is a zayna? Somebody that was baal, but there was a chayve lavin, like the Rav points out, or chayve asay, even just an iser asay. Also, krisus, karis misus beistin. Every time there's a be'ilis iser, even though it's not done intentionally, that makes a woman into a zona that she cannot marry a kohen. But the Rav points out, somebody that stam has relations with a pnuya, there's no iser, she's just not married, that doesn't make her into a zona.